पथे वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट 53 एंड 54 53 is on the board, so we'll chant that and then I'll chant 54 myself. We'll read the translation purport.
Yata susupta purusho vishvam pasyati chatmani atmanam ekadesastam मन्यते स्वप्न उथिता यता सुसुप्त पुरुषो विश्वं पश्यति चात्मनि आत्मानं एकदेशस्तं मन्यते स्वप्न उथिता।
Mataji's, please. Yata susupta purusho vishvam pasyati chatmani manam ekadesasto This is the Sanskrit for text 54. एवं जागरणानादिनि जीवस्थानानि चात्मनः माया मात्रानि विज्ञाय तद् द्रष्टारं परं स्मरेत्। वर्ड फॉर वर्ड प्लीज रिपीट। यथा जस्ट एस सुसुप्ता स्लीपिंग पुरुषा अ पर्सन Visvam, the whole universe, Pashyati, perceives, Cha, also, Atmani, in himself, Atmanam, himself, Ekadesastam, lying down in one place, Manyate, he considers, Swapne, in the dreaming condition. Uthita, waking up. Evam, in this way. Jagrana Adini, the states of wakefulness and so on. Jivastanani, the living entity's different conditions of existence. Cha, also. Atmana, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maya Matrani, the exhibitions of the illusory potency. Vigyaya, knowing, tat, of them. Drastaram, the creator or seer of all such conditions. Param, the supreme. Smaret, one should always remember. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Translation. When a person is in a deep sleep, he dreams and sees in himself many other objects, such as great mountains and rivers, or perhaps even the entire universe, although they are far away. Sometimes when one awakens from a dream, he sees that he is in a human form lying in his bed in one place. Then he sees himself in terms of various conditions as belonging to a particular nationality, family, and so on. All the conditions of deep sleep, dreaming and wakefulness are but energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should always remember the original creator of these conditions, the Supreme Lord, who is unaffected by them. Purport. None of these conditions of the living entities, namely deep sleep, dreaming and wakefulness, is substantial. They are simply displays of various phases of conditional life. There may be many mountains, rivers, trees, bees, tigers and snakes that are situated far away, but in a dream one may imagine them to be nearby. Similarly, as one has subtle dreams at night, when the living entity is awake, he lives in gross dreams of nation, community, society, possessions, skyscrapers, bank balance, position and honor. Under the circumstances, one should know that his position is due to his contact with the material world. One is situated in different positions in various forms of life that are all but creations of the illusory energy, which works under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the ultimate actor, and the conditioned living entity should simply remember this original actor, Sri Krishna. As living entities, we are being carried away by the waves of Prakriti or nature, which works under the Lord's direction, Maya Dakshena Prakriti. Suyate cha saracharam. Bhaktivinod Thakur sings, Miche mayara vase yaccha beshe kacha habudubu bhai. Why are you being carried away by the waves of the illusory energy in various phases of dreaming and wakefulness? These are all creations of Maya. Our only duty is to remember the supreme director of this illusory energy, Krishna. For us to do this, the Shastra advises us, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam. One should constantly chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Supreme Lord is realized in three different phases as Brahman, Paramatman, Bhagavan. But Bhagavan is the ultimate realization. One who realizes Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the most perfect Mahatma. Vasudeva Sarvamithi, Sa Mahatma, Sudurlava. In the human form of life, one should understand the Personality of Godhead, for then one will understand everything else. Yasmin Vigyate, Sarvam Evam Vigyatam Bhavati. According to this Vedic injunction, Simply by understanding Krishna, one understands Brahman, Paramatman, Prakriti, the illusory energy, the spiritual energy and everything else. Everything will be revealed. Prakriti, the material nature, is working under the direction of the Supreme Lord, and we living entities are being carried away by various phases of Prakriti. For self-realization, one should always remember Krishna. As stated in Padma Purana, Smartavya Satatam Vishnu. We should always remember Lord Vishnu. Vismartavyo Najatuchit. We should never forget the Lord. This is the perfection of life. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Deva Amrita Swaminiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gauravakta Vinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it's a very beautiful translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, where he's explaining our position in this material world. Prabhupada was asked once, when we go back to Godhead, if we will remember this, you know, material existence. Prabhupada said, yes, we will remember, but it will be like a bad dream. It's like a nightmare. Like when you have a nightmare, the next morning you still remember it, but you don't want to remember it. You want to forget it, or you just don't want to think about it. Somebody Prabhupada explained, this material existence is like a bad dream. So in this purport, Prabhupada explains how a conditioned soul in contact with the material energy is dreaming. There's two kinds of dreams Prabhupada's explaining in this purport. One is the dream we have at night while sleeping. Another kind of dream is while we are awake. So the conditioned soul is experiencing these two kinds of dreams. People even have name for this. It's called California Dreaming. Especially now, during this shopping season, you know, while we're distributing Prabhupada's books in the busy places, people even get offended to see us with these books. Like yesterday, was distributing books day before yesterday in Santa Monica, and one guy walked past and he said, "Are you kidding me?" He was so upset just to see that I'm showing him the book. I didn't even approach him. He was so upset. He said, "Leave these people alone. They are here for shopping. Don't bother them with your junk." He just like, he was so upset. So this is the position, that we want to be left alone so we can continue with our dreams. We don't want to be bothered. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being so merciful, he's calling all the sleeping souls, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote this beautiful song. Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. Lord Gauranga is calling. Wake up, you sleeping souls. Kota Nidra Jaho Maya Pisachi Rakole. How long are you going to sleep in the lap of Maya? We've been sleeping in the lap of Maya since time immemorial. And Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Enechi Aushadi Maya Nasi Bara Lagi Harinama Maha Mantra Lava Tumi Mahi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that I have actually the perfect medicine for your diseased condition. And what is that medicine? Mahaprabhu explains, Arinama Maha Mantra, Lavatumi Magi, wake up and take this medicine. Whatever we think, this advancement and, you know, perfection of life, Mahaprabhu and the Acharyas are considering it to be a diseased condition. It's like one of the six Goswamis, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, when he finally escaped from all these illusory attachments and attained the lotus feet and the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually said, only by the mercy of Krishna did you manage to escape all these unlimited illusions that you had to deal with. And what was he referring to? Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son, and he had like so much wealth. His opulence is actually compared to that of King Indra. He had a beautiful wife, he had so much opulence, he was educated, he was born in a Brahmin family, he was good looking, everybody loved him, worshipped him. But when he actually left all of this and when he joined Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu said, only by the mercy of Krishna, you were able to escape all this illusion. Like Krishna explains, Abrahma bhuna loka punar avartin arjuna. Maam upeti tu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. Doesn't matter whether we Brahma or Indra or Chandra or whoever we are, there is old age, disease and death. And we have to change. So it's a painful condition. So Krishna explains, even in Brahma Loka, that's not a suitable place for the living entities. And Raghunath Das Goswami had so much opulence and Mahaprabhu compared it to stool. Raghunath Das Goswami's uncle and father, they were zamindars. Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar. They were actually very pious and charitable and Brahmanical, you know, they were not like rascals. But still Mahaprabhu was so strong to make this point. Mahaprabhu said to Raghunath Das, in village terms, your uncle and father are also like my uncle, so don't mind me saying this. But they are like two worms in stool. So attached to all these worldly things. And Mahaprabhu explained that if you take out a worm from the stool, by his free will, he will just crawl right back into it. So he was speaking very strongly to Raghunath Das Goswami, trying to make this point of how whatever we think in our conditioned state and whatever we imagine, whatever we think is opulence and fame and like all these things, Prabhupada is quoting in this purport. Prabhupada says that one has subtle dreams at night. When the living entity is awake, he lives in gross dreams of nation, society, community, possessions, skyscrapers, bank balance, position and honor. So whatever we consider to be like, you know, the Purushartha Siramani, the goal of life, is actually just a daydream. This Bhavananda Prabhu is remembering how Prabhupada had a similar mood, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were actually taking Prabhupada on a walk. And they were actually walking past all these beautiful houses. Very, very beautiful houses, and even the devotees from America, they were impressed just to walk in that neighborhood. So, Bhavananda Prabhu was actually thinking that Prabhupada must be very impressed to see these houses because, you know, Prabhupada is from India and this is like very beautiful here. And as he was thinking that, Prabhupada just spat like in the lawn. And kept walking, and then Prabhupada turned to a tree that was standing in the house, and Prabhupada said, you see that tree? That used to be the owner of the house. Because of his so much attachment to the house, he's actually come back and standing there as a tree. Prabhupada said many instances, like if you're so attached to something, to especially like if you're attached to a home or a building or a property, Prabhupada said many times you come back as a rat or you become a ghost and you haunt whoever. Because we're so attached to the material thing that we don't want to leave the place, so the material energy gives us the facility. So Rishabhdev also explains this situation. Nunam pramata kurute vikarma yad indriya priti aprnoti na sadhu manye yatatmano ayam asanapi klesha dasa deha. Rishabhdev explains how it's because of our activities, material activities, our karma, that we have received this particular type of body. This body is like an apartment. Just like if you can afford a nice home in Beverly Hills, if you have a lot of money, you can afford it. Or you're living downtown in a cardboard box because you don't have the money to pay for the rent. Similarly, our karma is awarding us a different kind of material situation in each birth. But doesn't matter where we are, what kind of body we have, it's ultimately suffering. So we already received a material body and we are suffering, and Rishabhdev explains, don't act in such a way that you're going to receive another material body. That's madness. And it's also explained these two slokas in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Pisachi paile jana mati chana hoy. Mayara grasta jivara se seba vudoy. It says that our position is like a person that's ghostly haunted. A ghostly haunted person may be like a young man, but if you ask him, what's your name? He may say the name of a lady. I've seen it actually. I asked my school friend who was ghostly haunted, what's your name? He was saying the name of an old lady and the age of an old lady and describing how he has so many children and all this. He was just in high school. It's something, identifying ourselves with something that we are not. Krishna boliya ji bhogavancha kare pasate maya tare japatiya dare. It's explained, as soon as we turn our face away from Krishna, then we come under the illusory energy of Krishna. So all these verses are explaining how in association with the material energy, we actually become mad. It's like we become like a person that's ghostly haunted, and we come in illusion, but we love in it. This is our situation. Even though we may know sometimes it's not real, still we are too into it, too engrossed in it to come out of it. It's like this girl, long time ago, was distributing books in Santa Monica College, and she received this Prabhupada's books, Journey of Self-Discovery, at least I can remember. And she read the whole book. And then later on, I was in the campus and she came to me and said, you know, this book is amazing. I read it cover to cover. And this person is very wise. She's talking about Prabhupada. She was glorifying Prabhupada. And she was so impressed. I said, so what do you think? She said, I'm completely convinced what this book is talking about is the truth. But I'm already invested so much into this material life that it's no way I'm willing to turn back. I'm not willing to give up all these things. So basically she said, I know what I'm into is illusion and what these books are talking about. That's the reality. But I've already invested so much into it and I'm already so much into it. that I'm not willing to give it up. It's too painful. It's like it goes against everything I was taught. It's like, it's very hard for me. So, she just read the book, understood the message, but still she was not willing to give it up. So here Prabhupada is explaining, it's all due to the attachment to the body. But according to the Gita, the body is just like a shell. Sometimes we're walking in the beach, there's so many shells, like we step on, they just crack. So many thousands of them. But they were all bodies of some living entities. Similarly, our body is just like a shell. We live in it for some time, and then we just move on. But we become so attached to it, we become so engrossed in it, that we're willing to do all kinds of crazy activities and accept further and further suffering. It's just like when you get a phone or internet or something, you have to sign contract, 2 years minimum. We're willing to sign with Maya so many years, so many births, so many different material bodies, just for some little enjoyment. It's actually suffering, Prabhupada explains, but somehow in illusion we consider enjoyment. This is our position. But because we have died and taken birth so many times, innumerable times, we actually take it to be normal. It's just like if somebody is sick all the time, they just take it to be normal. When you wake up, you have like no energy, have headaches and hardly can, do anything. If you have that day after day for like a couple of years, you just think, you become accustomed. You just take it to be normal. Similarly, growing old and dying, how many people we all met, they say, it's a beautiful thing to have gray hair and grow old. And I would love to go through that experience. And dying is part of it. Unless there is death, you cannot appreciate the birth. And people talk all kinds of nonsense. But we take it to be granted. This is our unfortunate situation. But Bhagavatam says it's very, very unnatural for the spirit soul to go through all this dreamlike existence and old age and death and suffering. Our original home is with Krishna, where there is no birth, no death, no old age, no disease. Every step is a dance, every word is a song, every tree is a desire-fulfilling tree. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays, Naiva Duje Paraduratya Vaitaranyas Tadvire Gayana Mahamrita Magnachita So Chetato Vimukha Chetase Indriyartha Maya Sukhaya Baram Udvahato Vimudan. Prahlad Maharaj says, as far as I'm concerned, I'm super happy just chanting your glories, Krishna, Lord Narsingadev. But I'm just concerned about all these super fools who are making elaborate plans for happiness in this world where there is no happiness. So this is the situation. But there is a good news, like we are discussing the Prahlad Maharaj prayers. The good news is that we have come across Srila Prabhupada's books and we can introduce others to Srila Prabhupada's books. And as soon as we do this, then there is all good fortune. It's just like if a room is really dark for 100 years, it's been locked up. Doesn't mean you have to, let the sun shine there for 100 years before it gets bright. Now, as soon as you turn on the light, immediately all the darkness is removed within like seconds, split second. Similarly, somebody may be in illusion, having left Krishna's planet, have come here to this material world, for millions and millions of births in so many different species. But as soon as somebody comes across even a small brochure, a leaflet of Prabhupada's writings, immediately they can be, hope. Immediately they can come to the reality. This is the good position. It's like I was listening to this lecture by my spiritual master, Devamrita Maharaj, who is such an amazing preacher, amazing devotee. But he said how his Krishna consciousness began just by watching a TV show with few devotees. That's how such a simple introduction. He was actually watching a TV show with his friends, and coming from the Yale University, they would not have the volume. They will only see the picture and just speculate about what this could be about. So they were doing this, and all of a sudden the devotees came on the television, headed by Jayadvaita Brahmachari at that time, Jayadvaita Maharaj. And my Guru Maharaj and his friends, they couldn't figure out what this will be about. So they turned the volume up. The devotees were actually explaining the four regulative principles. About no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. My Guru Maharaj and his friends, they were actually laughing. These guys are actually fools. They actually missed the goal of life. They should come to one of our parties and we will show them what's happiness. He was joking like this, talking like this. 6 months later, he said he was living in the Brahmachari ashram. Just from that insignificant, exchange. So it's really, really potent. And reading these books, just like what we read in the translation and purport, Prabhupada pretty much covered everything. Like one devotee said, Prabhupada's books are like burfi. Wherever you bite in a burfi, you get milk, sugar and spices. Similarly, wherever you read in Prabhupada's books, he summarizes the whole thing about material existence, spiritual existence, who we are, what we're supposed to do. We cannot be in darkness. It's like the Pope was interviewed. Millions and millions of people were watching, and he was asked some simple questions like, why, bad things happen to good people? Why is God sending some people to hell and some people to heaven? Why is this partial? He says, these things we cannot understand. That was the conclusion. Millions of people are watching, hoping to hear some enlightenment. There was none, because he doesn't know himself. Yesterday I was sitting down in the I went for some acupuncture treatment. There was a watchtower, like a magazine from the Jehovah's Witness. I was reading, because I didn't, bring Prabhupada's books. I thought, let me see if there is any message here. And sure enough, Krishna gave me a message. It said in their terms that you should not find fault with other brothers because Jehovah will be very unhappy with you. So I said, okay, it's Krishna talking. But then there was a Chinese lady, she became so ecstatic to see me reading this book because she's a Jehovah's Witness. And she was actually finished her appointment, she was going home, but then when she saw me reading the book, and then my doctor called me Shastra. So I went in, and this lady waited for an hour for me to come out just to find out what I thought about the book. But to be honest, I read for 15 minutes. I couldn't make head or tail out of this. It was like, after being used to reading Prabhupada books, everything is so clear and so deep and ecstatic and interesting. I read so many pages, and I told her, I'm a Krishna monk, and I read your book, it's interesting and everything, but... So I asked her if she was vegetarian. That was the end of the conversation. So people are so proud and enthusiastic, but they have nothing to offer. There's no substance. So we have the fortune of, access to these books, and we can distribute these books. Especially this month, Christmas month is the best time of the year. Usually I feel depressed during Kartik because I don't know how to absorb myself. I'm I sing Damodar Ashtakam and then what? But this, I feel like the month of December is like, for me, it's like the real Kartik. You know, I can go out and meet thousands of people and give them books and enlighten them through Prabhupada's words. So I seek your blessings. This is my last class. I'm going to New Zealand and India tomorrow night for a little over a month. So I beg all the Vaishnavas' blessings so I can actually come back inspired to do more service. And if anybody on the internet, if you haven't done it, you're welcome to still sponsor books. That was the message of the class. Ganesh Prabhu. Yeah, of course. In February. Any questions or comments? We have our special guest Adisa come long way driving to hear about Krishna. And forgot your name, Prabhu? Chike. Very nice, sincere devotees. Say thank you for your kind attention. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.